And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, this day of the election for school board president, and Lum, although he is reluctant to admit it, is out to win back his old post, now held by Caleb Wehunt. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah,
come in.
Howdy.
Come right on back here. I doggies, we can have a fast game of checkers. Lum ain't here now.
I know he ain't. He's over there at the school board election.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, I was just over there just now and heard Lum got elected president.
He did?
Well, president of the school board, not president of the United States.
Yeah, well, that's what he's running for, was president of the school board. Good for old Lum. I figured he would, after all the trouble he's went to get himself elected. Got out a batch of petitions favoring himself, and I don't know what all.
Yeah, I thought he was saying the other day that he never wanted that office.
Well, that's what he says, Grandpap, but actually he's just dying to get to be president of that board again.
Just putting that on, huh?
Oh, I can see clean through Lum when he gets to talking that way.
Well, he's got his wish now, so he ought to be happy.
Oh, he's
the new president.
Well, he'll be happy, all right. Yeah. Of course, he won't act like he's happy, though. He'll go around here making out like they just pushed him into the job, and he's just doing it because they need him so bad, and they can't get along without him and all that.
Well, I recollect when Ezra was president, he'd done a pretty good job of it.
Why, sure he did. And old Caleb Wehunt, fur as that goes, he ain't done a bad job this last year, neither.
No, he never.
No, sir.
I don't see why they need him so bad.
Well, of course, that's just what Lum tries to get you to think, you know, what they can't do without him.
Of course, now, I will say that Lum makes a gooder, and I recollect when he was president of the board before, he done an awful lot for him. Fixed up the front steps there and got a new blackboard, got some colored chalk for the children's
crayolies. Yeah, that's right. He works at it. He got a eraser firm over it. They hung on the board there. That thing stayed there a year or two. The only thing I'm talking about is I wish Lum would just come right out flat-footed and admit that he wants to be president.
He ought to, yeah.
Why, sure. Cut out all that stuff about being a sacrificing martyrs and being demanded by the people and all that.
Yeah, he ought to cut that out.
Why, sure.
Nobody'd blame him for wanting to be president of the school board. That's an honor. It ain't no disgrace.
Why, no. Of course, you know Lum, you know. He never wants nobody to think that he's egotistical. And on the other hand, he always wants to make everything look more important than it actually is, too.
Yeah, you're right, Abner. Lum's cute about them things. I don't know what's with him.
No, no. You know what he told me just before he went over at election today?
No, what? He got the least ideas.
He said another reason he never wanted to get elected was because everybody'd stand around congratulating him. And he said that always embarrassed him something wonderful for him to do that.
Embarrassed him?
That's what he said.
I love to be congratulated for something.
So does Lum, actually. He just talks that away. Lord me, he'd be the worst one disappointed feller in this world if folks never congratulated him.
Why, sure he would.
I bound you, Grandpap, if he'd come in here right now and we never jumped up and shaken his hand and slapped him on the back and all that, why, he'd be so took down he'd just stomp right out of this door here and never come back.
Oh, yeah, that's just about what it happened.
No, he'd just die. He'd kill him. Plum out, I'd kill him.
Jiminy Abner, I got an idea.
Huh?
What if we actually done that?
Actually done what?
Sit here and ignore his winning election. Just act like nothing new ain't happened.
Not even shake his hand once?
No, don't hardly look up even. We just sit here and concentrate on our checker game.
No, well, I don't know. I don't believe we better do that, Grandpa.
Well, why not?
Oh, well, that'd just be too mean. We couldn't do that to Lum.
Well, he said he wanted it that way, didn't he?
Well, of course he said that, but you know as well as I do that he never meant it, Grandpa.
Well, maybe this would learn him a lesson to say what he means then. We'd just be doing it for his own good. Maybe he'll stop putting on that way.
Well, of course, I never had looked at it just that way, I don't believe.
Well, look at it that way for a minute.
Doggy. It would be funny, sorter, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Better hurry and get the checkerboard out and get set down here before he comes in.
Yeah, Lord, if that election's over, he'll be rushing in here any minute. Now, pull up that other chair there, Grandpap, and I'll get out the board first.
Yeah, all right. Recollect now, be sure and keep a straight face when he comes in.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I just hope we're doing the right thing, though.
Yeah. Well, I know we are. It'll do him good.
I hope so.
Yeah, get them checkers set out here.
Yeah, let me dump them right out here on the board. Here. Which ones you want, the red ones or the black ones?
Oh, don't make no difference to me. The way I feel today, I could beat you with any pigeon-toed color.
Well, we'll see about that right now. Don't forget who won the last time we played.
I don't recollect. Who won?
I do. I win it. That's
oh,
win.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a sore knee then.
Oh, pet off, Brad.
Well, I did.
Sore knee.
I couldn't hardly hold a board. No wonder I couldn't win. Oh, wait a minute, Emmett. There comes old Lum. There he comes out there now. We better stop fussing and get started.
Yeah. Here, you got a couple of your men on the wrong squares there, Grandpa.
Well, I ain't no such... Oh, yeah, I have, ain't I? I'll move it.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead, you can be first. And try not to cheat today.
Cheat?
Yes, sir.
Well, I never cheated in my whole life, and you know
it. Yes, sir, Grandpap, it sure is a nice day today. Uncommonly pretty
oh,
weather.
Oh, my, yes, it sure
yeah,
is. Your move, Abner.
Oh, hell, all right. Well, for the land's sakes, Grandpap, look who's here.
Huh?
I never heard you come in, Lum.
Oh, you never, huh? Well... Here I am.
Yeah. See you there. Let's see you, Grandpap. You moved right there, didn't you?
Yeah, right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm back from the big election.
Well, sir, Grandpap, believe I'll just move right over there, right there.
I said I just got back from the big election, Abner.
Yeah, I heard you, yeah. All right, go ahead, Grandpap.
Well, don't press me. I'm studying here.
Oh, but you better study if you're going to do any good in this game, I'll tell you that. Get your thinking cap on.
Sure was a close election this year.
Well, Grandpap, you can't move that away. Look,
I know the rules. I was just resting on that square there for a minute.
Resting?
Trying to figure out something tricky here.
Well, just watch yourself.
Yes, sir, it sure was closed.
That sure was what, Lum?
I say the election was sure
Grandpap,
closed.
Grandpap, cut out that resting. You ain't that tired. Dog, as them checkers ain't so heavy to lift.
I'll play my game and you play yours.
All right, but let's play the same game. Play checkers, both of us.
Poor old Caleb Weehunt. I hear he lost out on election this year.
He did, huh?
Yeah. He didn't win.
Well, you sure now that's your move, Grandpap?
Yeah, that's it right there.
You just ain't resting for a while now.
No, hit stand right there and you talk me out of it if you want to, but I won't budge.
Uh-huh. I want you to move. I don't want to get out of it. Of course, now.
What's the matter?
Huh. Thought I had something studied out there. Dad, blame it all anyway.
Yeah, sure is a good thing Sister Simpson never won that election today.
Let's see here now. I had something figured out.
A woman wouldn't make no good of a school board president, no ways. Ain't that what you think, Grandpap? How's that, Lum? I wasn't paying no attention.
Don't sit there join with Lum so much. Can't you see I'm trying to concentrate here?
Oh, excuse me, Abner.
I see now. And I believe I'll try that one right there.
Well, good. Yes, sir, there's the worst one mistake you ever made, Abner Peabody.
Is that so?
Going to be right down in your king role there in a minute.
See, get out of that fear so smart.
Abner, it always tickles me how anxious folks are to find out how some little old election comes out.
Yeah. Sure move, Grandpap. Move.
I know it is.
Well, do something. Just don't stand there and look at it.
Yeah, first thing they ask, who win? Who win the election, they want to know.
Yeah, I reckon that's people for you.
There's my move, Abner.
Hmm.
Right there. I'd just give up right now and save myself a lot of embarrassment.
This game ain't over yet, Grandpap.
Well, what are you fellas doing, playing a game of checkers?
Playing checkers.
Well, who's winning? It's always interesting to know who wins something. No matter what it is, checker games or foot race or election.
Yeah, it is interesting. You want us to let you know who wins this game quick as it's over?
Yeah, I wish you would. Love to know the worst way.
Yeah, don't think you're going to have to wait long, neither. How do you like that move right there, Grandpa?
Oh, that don't worry me none. I've just been holding back so far to keep the game even. I'll start playing my level best now.
Keep it even? Bogart, I'm so far ahead of you now, you ain't hardly in the game no more.
Well, if you fellas think you can get along without me for a little while, I believe I'll run down to the barber shop.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Lum. Go ahead.
Might be some fellas down there that want to ask me some questions about something. Fellas that's interested in civic affairs, education, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you sometime.
Yeah, all right. I'll call you up and let you know how the game comes out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, so long, Lum.
Oh, Lordy. Grandpap, did you see his face when he left out of here? Standing there on first one foot and then the other, twisting and squirming like a feller's being pestered by a wasp. We oughtn't to have did that, Granddad.
No, I reckon we oughtn't, but it was comical.
Oh, Lord me, I couldn't hardly hold a face straight.
He kept trying to bring up that subject and get us to ask him who win the election.
I just couldn't hardly keep him laughing there a couple of times. Saved my life. Special. Oh, wait a minute. There it comes. There it comes.
All right, Granny, just wait till one of you varmints wins the election sometime.